Wow, the finalization of stablecoin yield provisions associated with the Clarity Act is such a massive milestone for the U.S. crypto industry. It feels like a huge light switch has flipped.
I agree. These released provisions really represent pivotal, go time for the crypto bill. It's a moment we've been waiting on for a long time.
It is exciting, but we have to be realistic. This progress comes with ongoing challenges, particularly the relationship between traditional financial institutions and the digital asset sector.
Exactly. According to Alex Thorne, head of research at Galaxy Digital, the banking industry is expected to intensify opposition efforts immediately following this release.
That reaction really underscores the complex dynamics between established banking systems and emerging digital asset technologies. It's a delicate balance.
Absolutely. Understanding these nuances is critical for investors, policymakers, and industry participants navigating this new regulatory environment.
Right. The core objective of the Clarity Act is to establish a clear framework for digital assets within the U.S. We need that clarity.
And a primary focus of this legislation is on yield-bearing stable coins. This allows users to earn interest on holdings, a feature common in decentralized finance protocols.
By defining specific yield provisions, the legislation seeks to bridge the gap between regulatory compliance and technological innovation. That's a win for everyone.
The rules aim to ensure financial system stability while permitting growth within the crypto ecosystem. We can have both, ideally.
Regulators are balancing the need to mitigate systemic risk against the potential for economic growth through digital currencies. It's a high-wire act.
The specifics of these yield rules will determine whether institutions can issue these tokens without violating existing banking laws. That's the key question.
Traditional banking institutions remain a formidable force in this regulatory equation. We can't underestimate their influence.
Despite legislative progress, banks are historically cautious about digital assets due to concerns regarding money laundering, consumer protection, and overall financial stability.
Specifically, the banking sector views yield-bearing stablecoins as potential threats to the established financial order. It's a clash of philosophies.
There is a fear that these products could precipitate a run on deposits if not strictly regulated. That's the risk they are most worried about.
Consequently, even with the passage of the Clarity Act, banks are likely to lobby for further restrictions or modifications. They won't just sit back.
Their goal may be to limit the scope of yield provisions to protect their own business models and market share. Expect friction.
This dynamic creates significant tension that will define the next phase of crypto regulation. We are entering a new chapter.
The industry must navigate banking opposition while attempting to implement the benefits of the new legislation. It's a tough path.
Success will require a strong coalition of crypto companies, policymakers, and financial experts to maintain momentum on the bill. We need unity.
For the market and investors, the finalization of these rules offers immediate implications. Clarity is power.
Investors gain clarity regarding the legal status of yield-bearing stablecoins, which can attract more institutional capital that previously hesitated due to regulatory uncertainty. That's huge.
However, the potential for banking opposition suggests the path to full adoption may be slower than anticipated. Don't get too ahead of the curve.
Market participants must monitor the legislative process closely, as amendments proposed by the banking industry could significantly alter the landscape. Stay vigilant.
Additionally, the interaction between the Clarity Act and other regulatory bodies, such as the Securities and Exchange Commission, will be a key area of interest.
Compliance costs may increase, but a regulated market could also expand. It's a trade-off we must accept.
Ultimately, the success of the Clarity Act hinges on effective implementation and the industry's ability to manage banking opposition. That's the bottom line.
It serves as a test of the crypto ecosystem's resilience and adaptability to a constantly evolving regulatory environment. Let's see how we handle it.
As the industry moves forward, the focus will shift to the practical application and real-world usage of these stablecoin products. Action speaks louder than words.
The release of the provisions represents a major step forward, but the challenges posed by banking opposition cannot be overlooked. We have work to do.
The coming months will be critical as stakeholders determine how to navigate these regulatory waters. The next few quarters will tell us a lot.
The balance between innovation and regulation will remain the defining narrative of the sector. Let's keep pushing forward together.